3 Israeli soldiers were shot dead today. 7 others were wounded when 2 Palestinians infiltrated an Israeli army outpost near a Jewish settlement in Gaza. Israeli authorities say the 2 Palestinians were also killed. Violence continues in the Middle East, but efforts are underway to bring together Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and Israel's foreign minister Shimon Peres for truce talks, possibly in Berlin. Germany's foreign minister, Joschka Fischer, was in the Middle East this week trying to broker an agreement for such a meeting. Josef Jaffe is the editor-in-chief of the German newspaper Die Zeit, and we reached him at his office in Hamburg. Can you help us understand why Germany might be thrusting itself forward to try and play a role in Middle Eastern affairs now?
I'm not so sure the operative verb is thrusting. I think it was thrust upon Germany, or more precisely on Fischer, mm-hmm. when he was in the Middle East, and it was thrust upon him by none other than Yasser Arafat.
Well, help us understand why that may be.
That is fairly easy to explain. You know, it always takes 2 to tango, and it takes 2 to accept a mediator. And the Arabs would love, dearly love, to internationalize the conflict, but the Israelis have been extremely reluctant to let any Europeans get into the game because they suspect, and I think suspect correctly, that most of the major European powers have been tilting to the Palestinians and to the Arabs. And that's where Germany had this thing thrust into its lap, as it were. The Israelis trust, among all the Europeans, the Germans, they trust Fischer a great deal. And that has to do with his biography, with his commitment to Israel, he's got a strong, almost emotional historical relationship to Israel, and that kind of puts him apart from the foreign secretary of Britain or the foreign minister of France or what have you.
Mr. Jaffe, I think most Americans don't understand Mr. Fischer's personal emotional attachment to Israel. Could you help us understand that?
It's a complicated German story. As you may know, Fischer came out of the protest, the anti-nuclear movement, the anti-American movement of the late 70s and early 80s. And that movement had a very strong anti-Israeli or anti-Zionist flavor. And he himself parted way with his comrades on the issue of the anti-Zionism or even anti-Semitism. And the trigger event was when Palestinians, with the help of German terrorists, captured a plane, took it to Mogadishu, and started separating the Jewish passengers from the others. And that triggered an enormous emotional response in him. And over all these years, in and out of office, he has made explicit his special feeling and special responsibility as a German to Israel.
Has it also been historically important to Germany to support the state of Israel financially, if not always politically?
Yes. I mean, this is perhaps the most important point that transcends personalities. Germany has always had a special relationship with Israel as the state of the survivors and their children. Mm-hmm. And that begins, of course, very early in the game, in the very early 50s, when the then still fledgling Federal Republic of Germany signed an agreement for restitution, not only to the individual survivors or the heirs all over the world or in Germany, but for the state of Israel as such. There was a big lump sum went to Israel as the state of the survivors. Mm-hmm. And throughout the decades to come, in this kind of very critical balancing act between the Arabs, to which Germany was pulled for commercial and strategic purposes, and Israel, to which it was bound by moral purpose and memory, that is the theme that runs through German foreign policy through the last 50 years or so.
Mm-hmm. I don't suppose Mr. Fischer's political career will be harmed if he's able to bring about any kind of peace in the Middle East, will it?
I would say not. I mean, if you can pull off something that most recently Bill Clinton hasn't been able to pull off, not only would it do wonders for his careers, but it would kind of thrust him into the pantheon of history. Having said that, I don't think he can pull it off. Bigger and much more powerful nations, like most recently the United States, have tried very hard and failed.
Mr. Jaffe, are other Western European and Eastern European states necessarily encouraged by Germany's greater participation in the diplomatic processes?
The first reaction came from the U.S., and the U.S. said, go ahead, wonderful. So far, the other Europeans have been quiet about it, which you may read as kind of tacit consent, or you may read it in a more cynical voice. Go ahead, Joschka Fischer, go get burned, and then we'll return to business as usual. Mm-hmm. I have, at this point, no evidence to prove either point.
And I'm wondering, Mr. Joffe, if there's any feeling in Europe that you can discern that there's some kind of void to be filled that American policy isn't stepping into.
Well, yes, the answer here is a resounding yes. It's been a recent development that the United States has at least tried to retract from the trouble spots of the world and paid more attention to itself. On the particular Middle East issue, there is at this point a kind of pause, if you wish, in U.S. diplomacy. So yes, there is also an opportunity. There's a double opportunity here. On the one hand, the Israelis and the Palestinians want it. On the other hand, the United States is kind of in an odd way, seems, and I'm stressing the word seems, to have opted out of this. It's kind of gone on a long summer vacation from world politics. And I could well imagine that in Washington, as a hash-out strategy, they say, well, we tried. We've screwed up royally last year in Camp David. Let's see how far the Germans can get. But certainly, we are going to be back in the act again, because only the United States fulfills the two critical conditions. One, it can talk to both sides, which the French can't and which the British can't, nor the Italians. And B, it is Mr. Big. It is the one power and the one power only which could at least try to make that agreement stick, and which has the requisite resources for paying off both sides. And in the most important way, I think it's the only country that can ensure Israel against taking existential risks, because there's only one country in the world which can and will save Israel if it comes to an existential battle between it and the Arabs.
Mr. Joffe, thank you very much.
Okay.
Josef Joffe is editor-in-chief of the German newspaper Die Zeit, speaking with us from his office in Hamburg.